Raymond Burr, Dan Aykroyd, Jim Carrey, Michael J. Fox, James Cameron, Doug Henning, Joe Shuster, Neil Young, K.D. Lang. These are all famous people who have origins tracing back to Canada. Canada is a rugged, beautiful country that is rich in culture and heritage. Well before the 20th century, prehistoric tribes from Asia had come to Canada across the Bering Strait. The Vikings were the first Europeans to make the journey around 1000 AD. In the early 1600s, French explorer Samuel de Champlain founded the French-speaking city of Quebec. With God in their heart, the Canadians were blessed with the opportunity to invite Supreme Master Ching Hai, a renowned humanitarian and spiritual leader, to their country in 1991 and again in 1993 during her World Lecture Tour. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, To Communicate with God is to Communicate with the Light and Sound, delivered on February 26, 1991 in Toronto, Canada.
Between God and the creator and the created, there is a link. It's not the two poles like this, but suppose it is like this, yes. And then the link is this word, because the word came from God. Therefore, it was with God, and it was also God. It's just like, now the electricity currents, which comes from a powerhouse. You understand? The powerhouse generates electricity. And now the electricity comes from the powerhouse. You cannot say the electricity is the powerhouse, but it is. It's just a different name only. Because the powerhouse is what? It's just where it emanates the electricity. And the electricity came from that. Is this the same with the sound or the word? The sound came from God, and the sound was God. And because it vibrates in certain speed, all things springs therefrom. And because we spring from this, we are born from this sound, or this vibration, or this word, which is God. Therefore, we are also God, you understand, or God-like. Even though the coarseness, the fineness looks different, but there isn't any difference. Now, ice is made from water, but it isn't water. But when it melts, it also becomes water again. And the quality is water, even though it looks more solid and different. And the water is not different from the vapor. Yes, yes. You understand now? Yes. So, because we do not understand our nature is God-like, is Buddha-like, therefore we suffer a lot. We think that we are sinners, we are doing wrong, that we are very bad, that we are ignorant, etc. Why do we think in such manner? Because when we are in this end of the universe, or in this state of the universe, which is more solid, and we feel oppressed sometimes by the surrounding, and we have been fed or brainwashed with many ideas, that we are sinners, that we are bad. And then, because of the reaction between us and others, sometimes for survival's sake, we have to struggle. And we do so many so-called mistakes. And then people say to us, "Oh, this is bad, this is bad." And the more they say we are bad, the more negative, psychological effect, it be mounted upon us. It's like a self-hypnotism, as I am bad, because everybody say I am bad. This thing is bad. And then the more we think so, the more we sink, because we find no way out. It's just like somebody who is drowned in the mud, you know, the more he struggle, the more he sink. He should have find a better way, instead of struggle so much. Now, a better way is to get back to where we came from, to understand our real glory. And this is very easy to do. Easy to do. We could more or less fail immediately so, once we know how. It's just like you step into a very warm room from the cold and you feel immediately warm. There's no doubt about this. But we must step in. That's the only requirement. That's why many people, after initiation, they felt different. It's like they're reborn, like they are protected, loved, and secured from all bad effects of life. Even though they still have to work for their living, they have to still struggle, but it's not like before. It's just so different, like a child. Like a child, when we were a child, we were made to carry 50 kilos of something. We couldn't make it, even though we were forced to do. But when we're strong and grow up, you know, that means not much to us, even though the weight is the same. But we were just stronger. We were fed with the different currents. We were injected with new life impulse. We feel strong. We feel godlike. We feel noble. And we feel sure of our kingdom of God. We know that we are not the body then. That is the reason why many, or most of our initiates people, are very happy and they follow me everywhere they could. Now the people that you are seeing here, some follow from Boston, some from Virginia, some from Ohio, some from New York, some are from Taiwan and Hong Kong, etc. Yeah? Not because I wanted them to follow. They just want, because they feel that it's good for them. They feel after initiation that they have found the treasure that many lives they have been searching for. They have done something to themselves. They have stepped into the warm room from the cold Toronto climate, for example. Yeah? But they feel the warmth and they just want to stay near, if possible. As long as they can afford to stay in that room, they like to. Unless they have something else to do in the cold, they would go out again. And that's all the secret. Nothing else. Once we know our self-nature, even a little bit, we want to know more and more and more. Why we are so unhappy in this world? Because subconsciously, we know that we came from a glorious place. And now everything here in this world is not good enough for us. That's why people become greedy, become angry, dissatisfied, and use all kind of drugs or alcohol, etc., to substitute for their happiness. They thought that would bring them happiness, or at least make them forget for a while the sorrow of this life, of this material world. But of course, once they started in that direction, it's difficult to go back to the right direction. Doesn't mean that their motive is not pure. Therefore, if we want to start it, then we must look first, which is the better direction. Now, the practice that we offer you is called the Guan Yin method. Guan means contemplate. Yin means the sound. We will contemplate on the sound. Actually, it means we contemplate on ourselves. The self contemplate on self and realize what it is and remember what it is. Otherwise, we just remember that we are Mr. X or Mrs. Epsilon. We just know that we are the body and we work as such a manufacturer, as a secretary, and we drink juice every morning and we eat dinner at night. And we do not know the other side of our nature, which is more beautiful, more glorious, and more satisfactory. Now, if we practice the Guan Yin method, we can realize both worlds. This world, we still can stay and work. And not everyone should become a monk, okay? These are only a few. Well, they have nothing else to do. But you are important people. You stay where you are. You just practice the Guan Yin method. That's enough. There's no need to become a monk. It's just a different way of life, different jobs, yes. So the Guan Yin means the contemplating on the sound. Now I explain something more about the sound so that you understand. In order to practice to be near God, we must follow the source, the stream, the life currents, in order to go back to where it comes from, because we come from that. And just like the river, if we go along the riverside, we will go back to the source where the river comes from. Now the sound manifested itself in many states. The coarser state is in this world, and we hear many things. Music, talking, language, and we use this kind of visible sound or audible sound to the ordinary ears to communicate and even to transmit some of the understanding of the invisible sound. The invisible sound, which is God, which is also connected with this visible sound, but in a finer, in more subtle degree. Once we understand what the so-called master or our teacher or our guide talked about the invisible sound, and that we want to connect it with that source through the spoken words, then after the instruction of this teacher or guide or expert, we can contact the finer sound, which is above this physical sound, above this physical world. We must rise our consciousness higher in order to catch this sound. Now our consciousness just are stuck in the physical body in different directions. Through the eyes, it sees things. Through the ears, it hears sounds of physical words. Through the touch, it experiences the surrounding and other entities and other existing objects in this world. But if we withdraw this so-called consciousness to a certain point in the body, for example, here, then we can rise higher through this door to a more subtle world in order to experience the more subtle levels of consciousness, the more subtle existence or world, and hear the more subtle sound. You understand now? Yes. But the subtle sound also connected with this physical sound too, but it's just in a different level. In order to hear that, we must be concentrated and somewhat distracted from the outer environment for a while. And the so-called master or expert should be able to help us to do this in no time. It's immediately. That's why it's called immediate enlightenment. Enlightened means we can see light. The light in us is enlightened. Now, we can see light of heavenly world, and we can hear sound of the higher world. That is what called enlightened, through the process of sound, connecting with the original sound of the universe, which is the word in the Bible, or the sounds of many water, etc., in the Buddhist Sutra. Any anyone who is able to help us to connect ourselves with this original sound or God's energy is called master. You can call them brother, sister, elder brother, or expert in this field. It's okay too. Doesn't mean we left the material world yet. We are still connected. We just now realize that we have another part of body. For example, sometimes when we sit too long, you know, in cross-legged position or in some position, then our legs feel numb and it's gone. But after sometimes we regain our consciousness and we know we have legs. Yes. So now we do not know that we have another subtle side of our nature, higher consciousness. If we are contacted with the sound and we rise up a little, we know we are better than just a physical body. But we are still connected with it. Now at the time of death, we are cut asunder from this connection with the physical world. That's why we cannot feel the physical body anymore. But while we are still alive, if we practice meditation, sometimes we can leave the body and come back at will. This is what the Bible says, learn to die so that you will begin to live. Forsake the body for the spirit. Understand now? Now this process is easy to do once we learn how to proceed with it. And many of the initiates know how to do it. So they can go to visit different worlds or rise themselves into higher consciousness and come back to the physical world to work and fulfill their duty. And once we are contacted with the higher world and we come back to the physical world, we work better. We know, we see from the upper world better how to handle many situations. Just like when we walk up to the fifth floor, we see better panorama. Yeah? Sometimes we lost the way in a jungle or in some places, then we have to climb up to a very high place, a tree, and then look down to see which way we should go and which way is the best direction, etc. The same, when we rise up to the higher position in the universe, we see better. We can govern our life and arrange it in a better way for the future. And that's how we get liberated from this entangled net or web of illusion. That's how we get out of the trap that we're trapped inside and we couldn't see it because we're inside, we're too low. Now once the contact is established with this sound, it is audible, not with the ears, without ears. You can hear without using the ears. And the light inside, you can see without using the eyes. In fact, you can see better without using the eyes. But sometimes, because of the good practice, or the devotion, or the habit, we can even see with both eyes closed or opened. With both ears closed or open, we can hear these things. And the sound, after sometimes, when we concentrate very well, it will lift us up to the very high world, which is very near to God. And the more it lifts, the nearer we become one with the Creator. And then we can understand what it is all about. Otherwise, everything, when we say it in this world, is only hearsay and repeating empty words and kind of hypocrisy. By the way, you speak English here or French? I heard that some part of your country speak French. Quebec. And Montreal? Yeah. Also? So how do you communicate? Poorly. Huh?
Poorly. Not very well.
Not very well. Poorly. Oh, yeah. Well, but it's easy if the people over there learn English and you learn French. Or you learn French. Okay. Well, it's not so necessary, but it would be nicer. The same, because we do not learn to communicate with God. Therefore, we communicate poorly. He speaks God's language and we speak human. So there is one language to connect us. That is the sound, the universal language. Everyone speaks the same, that language. Everyone understands it in a non-verbal way. And once we know this language, we know many things that we never knew before. And we understand so many things that we could not dream of before. We understand all the Bibles of our religions without any priests, without any monks to explain. And sometimes we understand different languages too. It depends on the degree of your achievement. The so-called master understands every language, inside, yeah, not outside. Why? Because when the master is outside in the physical body, the master has to obey the law of this world, cannot transcend it, cannot make it such a miracle and to attract people, have to be ordinary from outside. Just like yesterday when I came to your country, I have to be questioned for hours on end and pay tax. Yes. When I'm in the airport, I have to obey your customs, yeah? Like everyone else. Even though that outside of the airport or within our meditation systems, people are very much respect me, you understand? But wherever I am, I'm just a very humble, ordinary citizen of the world and obey every little law that they requested me to do. It is the same with a master like Jesus or Buddha. Suppose Jesus is the Son of God, why must he stay there and let people nail him? Or even some scolded him or make a fool of him? He could have done better, but he did not. It is the humility of a true master. Every true master is humble like that. They are humble as dust, but they are as great as heaven. Many people do not know this and look down upon a master when a master is still living. Therefore, they dare crucify Jesus. They dare try to harm the Buddha. They dare to throw away Confucius, throw out the country, etc. Because they do not know the greatness of these wise masters. That's why our world is still a mess today. If we know better, if we have accepted these ancient great masters, our world would have been much, much different. We might have been one of the paradise now of the universe, like every other paradise, but because we didn't know better. Anyhow, we could become one like these masters. If we want to. And it's very definite. No problem. Just like you learn in the university, diligently follow the instruction of the professor, and you can become one of the professor or do other things in this field. The Buddha said, I have come down to this world because I want to teach people to understand Buddha's wisdom. Now, if you want to understand the Buddha wisdom, you have to be Buddha. In the other words, the Buddha wants people to teach people to become Buddha. He doesn't want to teach people to become his followers. Yes, we are the followers just for a while, but later we have to become master too. Even if not the master of others, the master of our own house, of ourselves, know what we are and what we are about to do with our life and the life after. So that's what we can offer with the Guanyin method. And in case you are not very clear about my intention or my speech or any other question, please ask me. Please ask any question that concerning practicing and elevating our spirit and developing our wisdom.
So I have a question. You talked about a God or a creator. How do we know that there exists such a thing?
Oh, yes. We know if we get in touch with him. That's why we offer the Guanyin method, so that you can go directly and ask him, do you exist or not? Okay? Otherwise, we do not know. Yes, that's true. We must know him through some mean, we don't know now. That's why I'm here, to offer you a way to know Him. You want to know? He exists. But it's not a form, it's not a person. It could be a person if He wants to manifest a form for you to look at. But otherwise, it is a life consciousness, which is within us. Yes.
I assume with the Kuan Yin method, when you're talking about a sound, you're talking about a dharani or a mantra?
No, I didn't talk about a mantra.
I know you didn't. That's why I said I assume that when you mentioned an inner sound.
No, it's not.
You're not using a mantra.
No.
No, okay. When you're talking about Kuan Yin, you're not using it in the same way as Kuan Yin, the form of Kuan Yin, the deity? It's totally different.
No, not either. I will explain to you more clearly. Kuan Yin, the deity, is one of the ancient master, like Buddha, yeah? But maybe she calls herself Bodhisattva, to be more humble. Bodhisattva is a Buddhist terminology, it's a little bit less, yeah? Now, but it's saint, anyhow, liberated, okay? Just like a president and a vice president. Now, Kuan Yin was a deity, a master who was alive, like us, and who practiced the Kuan Yin method and reached Bodhisattvahood, or sainthood, yeah? And the method we offer now is exactly like the method she practiced, which is described in the Buddhist Sutra. Yeah? Yes. And the dharani is one of the... I told you the spoken words in this world is also connected with the invisible sound, but it's not the aim. We can repeat that to calm our mind to a certain extent. You know, like dharani or the names of the Buddhas or the name of God, we can repeat them. And it gives us benefit, but it's not the end. We have to rise above the physical words, W-O-R-D, in order to contact the invisible word, W-O-R-L-D. Understand? Yes. And word also. Yes. No?
Well, the dharani exists on different planes. You have on the physical, madhyama, different levels.
Then you understand.
Different shaktis.
Yes.
So... even Kuan Yin, which is like Avalokiteshvara in Buddhism, what also has its dharani that exists on many different levels. So it isn't a sound, but it is a dharani. It is a particular phrase.
You understand, yes. I say first we repeat some of the physical words or hear from the physical explanation, and then we must use some way through the master to rise above it, to the true dharani's house, you know, where the dharani comes from, the invisible words, yeah? Yes. But we don't use dharani, because we use different method, okay? You can use dharani if you want to, provided that it lifts you up to the soundless dharani, yeah? The not physical dharani. Then it's okay. For example, the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, that exists in the second word. The third word is the one higher than the second, yeah? And then outside the third word is Buddha's land.
Ah.
Yes, so the sound of the mantra we stops where it comes from,
which is second word.
Above the second word, there are other kind of sounds, which is higher. And above the third word, there are other sounds, which is higher. And above the fourth word, there's other sound, which is higher, up to the last. All these sounds are same sound. Uh-huh. It just vibrates in different frequency, and it makes different sound. But when you are above the second level, you don't hear Om anymore. That's what I mean. You hear other sounds, which also related to Om, but different.
How may I learn discipline through being humble and not through the ego?
How would you do that? To practice meditation and know your own true nature.
I do practice meditation, but I'm not disciplined in the practice.
Then please be disciplined. If you know your illness, then you must take the remedy, no?
Yes.
You know the answer, why ask me?
Because I know the answer on
intellectual level only.
Intellectual level. Uh-huh. I'm still seeking the answer in my heart.
Right. Please tell me what kind of discipline you must do and what kind of meditation you do, and then maybe I can help you.
That's part of the difficulty, because I haven't found one meditation that I feel a connection with. I've tried through Buddhism, I've tried through Hinduism and readings and lectures and,
yes,
and trying through those types of teachings, mm-hmm, but I haven't found.
Okay, then
the
try Kwanin.
I will.
Take one more step, one more chance, okay?
Okay.
See how it works. It definitely works. Okay. Yes.
Dear Master, I want to practice the Kuan Yin method. When can I do it? And if I follow this method, do I need to follow a diet?
Yeah, immediately. After this lecture, you can enroll, and you should take the vegetarian diet, which is more natural and more beneficial to the quiet mind. That doesn't mean it leads you to Buddhahood, yeah? Vegetarianism doesn't lead you to Buddhahood. It just helps. Just help us to be less, feel less guilty and less burdened for the soul, and less karma, and then we improve more rapidly.
Thank you for your wonderful company on today's Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of To Communicate with God is to Communicate with the Light and Sound. Up next on Supreme Master Television, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, right after Noteworthy News. May Heaven's Light be your shining guide.